beautiful Gemara, but complicated Gemara. Let's pick up again the four places where you pass my Rabbi Elazar. Okay, remember our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't pass in Rabbi Elazar like Rabbi Eliezer, because he was Rabbi Elazar Shmuti while he was alive. Because while alive, he was afraid that by passing like him, he would give credence to his points of view. And therefore, in other matters, they would also pass him like him. And he would feel restricted to come out against the practice, Mishumikvodo Shel Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, he remained silent until Rabbi Eliezer's Ptira, and then called the shots as he saw them. One, that Rabbi Eliezer was right in his Psak, and he passed him like Rabbi Eliezer, Acham also. Like what? That the Dalet Noshim, Dayan Shata, not just the Skena. We'll pick up the second of the broad lines in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Be'Arba. Passing like Rabbi Eliezer in four things. The Gemara will, and Avches will question only four things, maybe other things too. But this is how he had his Kabbalah, right, that we passing like Rabbi Eliezer in four things. Chodo Damoran. The first case is the case we just learned of Dalet Noshim Dayan Shaka. Tana Meniki or Muberes. Idoch Gel Hamakashe Kama Tishver Tehei Zorom. At what point is later over? Oh, I'm sorry, is later affirmed not to have been later? If there's a gap of Meis Leis from the onset of labor, and then the labor starts long enough to pass Meis Leis, then she's no longer looked upon as having been in later before. And any dam that she saw before has to be judged by the time of the month, whether she's a Nida or a Zova or whatever she saw for 3 days, and she becomes a Zova. In other words, retroactively we affirm that what she saw Dam was not Dam Leda, but was Dam Zivo. Dam Leda doesn't require Shivanikim. Dam Zova does. You with me on that? Got it clear. Look at Rashi again. How much you have that clear in your mind? Kama tishbe. Look at Rashi. Tamod v'tenuach mitzaro lacha hashlosha shalkushi. For 3 days she saw dam in labor. Is she a zova or not? Need 3 days to become a zova gedola? No, if it's dam later, she's not a zova. But what if the later is stopped? The pangs of labor stop. What does that mean retroactively? How do you look upon the blood she saw before? Is it still considered later with a gap in the later? Then she's not a zova. If, however, you say, well, the fact that there was a gap, there was a remission of the labor, that proves that what she experienced before was not later, was dam ziva. Look at Rashi, Ve'es Le'es, Im Shofsov Machatzos Hayom Zeh Ad Be'es Mocho, Ikelemeima De'lav Mishum V'lad Hava. It's not due to giving birth. V'kerinem Be'kiyizov Zov Domo, U'poleg Rabbi Shua Le'efeg Benos Kusim. That was Rabbi Eleza's opinion. Rabbi Shua disagreed. Halacha is like Rabbi Eleza. That's number two. Number three, the third halacha, the third machlokis, where we're passing like Rabbi Eleza. Azov v'azova shebotko atzman yom rishon emotzo toho yom shvi emotzo toho. They're supposed to affirm Zion Nikiyim. All they did, however, was affirm day one was Noki, and day seven was Noki. Ushar hayomim lo botku. Rabbi Elezer Omer hareilu becheskas tahara. Why? One bedika of Yom Rishon established her as musulekes midam, established her as not roedam. Therefore, she immediately had a cheskas tahara. If she had a cheskas tahara, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we were suffix, did she see dam or not? You go with the chazoka, she didn't see dam. Rabbi Shula Omer, ein lem ela yom harishon v'yom hashvi'i bulvad. All they have is day one and day seven, meaning that's the only thing that they know. It's a strange halacha because the way it's interpreted by almost all the mefarshim, it means she still owes, he still owes five more days of Noki. But the fact that the one and seven were discontinuous doesn't seem to be a chsor. Rabbi Kiva Omer, it doesn't make sense. You need a bedika, call Shiva. She bodek one and didn't bodek 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then there is no proof. They didn't see dam on those days. Therefore, the one day that they were bodek on day one doesn't give you any information about day 2, 3, and 4. Therefore, all they have is Yom Shvi, Eilam El Yom Shvi Yibulvad. The seventh day, fine, they made a bdika, found that was kosher. Now she has day one. Seven becomes one, and now she has to count 6 more days. Tanya Rab Shimon Rab Yosi Omrim Niro in Divrei Rab Eliezer Midivrei Rab Yeshua. Rab Eliezer makes better sense than Rab Yeshua. I'm sure it doesn't make sense to us. Count 1 and 7, get 2 days credit, right? And then you owe 5 more days. It just doesn't make sense. We know that Shiva Nikiya means Shiva 7 consecutive days, not just any 7 days of Nikiya. Therefore, I don't understand Yeshua. Certainly, Rabbi Eliezer is better, comes up with a rational reason. You counted day one, and day one gave you a cheskas tahara. Therefore, we assume that 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 were okay. And 7 just merely reconfirms that everything is okay. But the Dibri Rabbi Kiva, mi Dibri Kulon. And Rabbi Kiva makes best sense of everybody, because if you say you need the Sofra law, you need a count of Shiva Nikiyim, count, you have to be able to say with certitude that there was no dam on these days. Avo bot, halacha lamaisa, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. But we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, did that what? That day one gave her a cheskas tahara, and therefore she's covered for the rest of the days. Why do you need day seven? I gave you a hezbo. Day seven you need because you need a count of 7 days. And a count of 7 days, in order to have a count, you need an onset and an end of a count. Let's say I've counted 7 days. If I count one and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I don't count and count seven, I have a count of 7 days. That's number two. Idach. That's where we got
one. That was
one.
Number three.
Amakashi is two. Right.
Should be
no,
nine.
That's our number three. That's our number four. Number three. Okay. Remember, this is the more complicated one. Why do you have to know from here a little bit about Gomma? Remember that one atful yom is a sheni l'tum. A tful yom can't be metame chulin, but it's metame truma and kadoshim. Number two, that a kli or an odom is nitma only me'ava tume, not ma'amarisha tume. Okay. Number three, that a strange halacha came to Rabbonan, as we'll see, mishum tumas mashke zo bezoho. And the Rabbanon said, "Kol metame es atruma, metame es amashkin liyus trila." Sorry, "Kol aposel es atruma, metame es amashkin liyus trila." That a sheni that touches mashkin, which shouldn't do anything, because by cholin there's no shlishi. Instead, the Rabbanon stepped in and said that the mashkin becomes a rishon l'tuma. A two touches mashkin, it becomes a one. Verse direction. Tful yom, who's a sheni l'tuma, can't be metame anything chulin. However, the mashkin, that shouldn't have been tame at all, because they were chulin that touched by a sheni l'tuma, instead became a rishon. And in addition to that, they added the power kibimetame kalim. Kalim not nitma elame avatuma. So you ever have a mashkin that should be toho because it was chulin touched by a sheni. Instead, midrabona went up to a rishon and got the power of an avatuma to be metame kalim. But with Tommy Kalin, only the back of the Kli. If it touches the back of a Kali, it's Metame. Touch the inside, it's also Metame, of course. But Metame, the back of the Kli, it's Metame, the back of the Kli, right? And can't be Metame anything inside the Kli. Okay, fellas, you got that? Yeah, that, then we can do this. This again, this din of Rabbi Ezra. Those are the key points in halacha to keep in mind. The idach disnan. Achorei kelim shenitmu b'mashkin. The back of the kli that was came tummy from mashkin, which were not tummy midaraisa, but became tummy midrabonon by being shifted up from a, instead of becoming a shlichi, or which would be a zero for cholin, it became a rishon, and now it's metame the kelim. Rabbi Elazar omer metame es hamashkin vein posen es haochlin. That kli, if it touched mashkin, it can be metame the mashkin. It can be metame ochel, only mashkin. Now, mashka ochel have different status in Hilchos Tumah. In that, ochel is not metame ochel, and ochel and mashkin not metame mashkin. But ochel metame mashkin, mashkin metame ochel. Metamin es hamashkin apilu dechulin. They can make tamei mashkin even chulin. Why? Because chulin become tamei What does the Tamei mean? Tamei means it can be Metamei Acherim. If Mashkin become a Rishon, it can be Metamei other things. But in Posen as a Ochlin, it doesn't even make Ochel Posel. Posel means it becomes Tamei, but can be Metamei Acherim. So a Cheney Letuma in Chulin is a Posel, not a Tamei, because it can't be Metamei anymore. In Truma, right, a Shlishi is a Posel. It's called a Shlishi the Posel. Why? It can't be Metamei a Revi. There's no Revi in the Truma. If it's Kodesh, then a Shlishi is called a Tamei, because it can be Metamei a Revi in Kodoshim. Oh, is he with us? But Yeshua Omer, it could be Metame Ochel, it could be Postal Ochel also. Metame is a Mashke, the Postal is a Ochel. See, I'm losing you. Let's say the Rashi. Maybe it'll help you remember again what we discussed. In the second line of Rashi, Achuri Kalim. Much about your temperature here. You can bring a heater in, that's all. Achuri Kalim, Lamrino Lekaman, Achurayim, Temeim, Vitocho Toho. It's a strange thing. The back of the kli is tamei, the inside of the kli is toho. How do you have such a thing? She explains. The tumas mashki le tamei kelim is the rabbonon. For ochohu de gozo, so you tamei toho, minigia sachorov. Why they do such a thing? To make a kli, what? Tamei from the outside, but toho from the inside. The time of the forward of Choros, Abdi Rabbonon Hekero, the Hach Tumo, the Edu Inche, Melabonon He, Misra Tumo Kadosh. Rabbonon had two problems that were interactive problems. One is to make sure that people treat Kochim Tumo with respect, meaning with Haprosha. With they should be Polish from having any contact with it. On the other hand, they didn't want to have a situation in which, because of their chumrah, you burn Truma or Kadoshim. Because Truma or Kadoshim, the burning of Truma or Kadoshim, is an Isur. It's also Lisur Truma or Kadoshim. So they had to get a balance in. How do you get it so that people are careful? I do that by extending Tumah to where it shouldn't be. Yet I make sure that it's such an unusual psak that people are aware that something ain't kosher. And you have to think about it. And then they'll realize it's only a chumrah de rabbonon and they won't burn the kedoshim, which would be an issur to do so. One don't burn the Tumah, which would be an issur to do so. So what happened? Achuri Kalim shenitmu b'mashkin. Continue the Rashi. U'mashkin b'seretz. The mashkin were tomei from a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatume. The mashkin are rishulatume. V'hem rishonim. Therefore lo matamu kalim midaraisa. Elo. Only an avatume can be matame kalim. V'rabonon hu de gozo. Only it's a din de rabonon that the mashkin should be matame de kli. V'tamenes hamashkin midrabbanon. Why? Why did they say that this kli me'achurav can be v'tamei mashkin and not v'tamei ochlin? I explained it to you last time. Ochlin were protected from tumah by the fact that they want mukhshur lekabel tumah. People were careful not to let water, not to wash their clothes, their fruits, their vegetables, before putting it into storage, so that most foods were not olul lekabel tumah, because they were not mukshar kamatuma. It's only kiyutan mayim alzera that something can become tummy. Without the kiyutan mayim alzera, there's no tumor. But liquids have no such thing as hechsher. Liquids are always ready to become tumor. Therefore, liquids are the more concerned they shouldn't become tummy. Therefore, it says, they therefore went ahead and said, that's the language of Rashi. Mitamenes hamashkin, look at midrabbanan. See, look at the language. The kivun da'alulin lekabel tumah. They are more likely to become tummy. Therefore, mitamu b'choldehu. Therefore, we make mashkin tummy with only any level of tumah. Right? Lios rishonim. We not only make them tummy, we raise them up to a level of a rishon tumah. The yifsos are sheni b'cholin, and they can make cholin even tummy. How tummy? Puzzle. Right? They allow them to make a sheni l'tuma, but a sheni l'tuma is not a tummy, it's a puzzle. Why? Because there's no shlishi. So we refer to it as a puzzle. It is tummy, but ain't a yochol tummy acherim. Boys, you're following little by little, you should get a hang of this. This is real crash course in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Vein posted as a ochlin, right? Meaning it doesn't make it tummy at all. It can't have impact on ochlin. Vein posted as a ochlin, like a vusa katoni. It's a bechidish, a tila mifsa lo pasli. It doesn't even make it into a sheni l'tumah. We should make it into a puzzle for chulin? No, it can only be metami mashkin. They didn't put the chumah on ochel at all. Comes Rabbi Yeshua and argues. It says you can't be metami ochel. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Most mashkin, okay. We want to be machmer on mashkin. But on Ochlin, it cannot, the Achuri Kalim cannot be Metame Ochlin. Cannot be even Posel Ochlin. Right. So Rabbi Yeshua defends his position. Back to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Kal v'chomer. How do you say that these Mashkin are not Metame Ochlin? Umat vulyom shein emetame mashke shein emetame mashke chulin et vulyom who's a sheini as a sheini he's not metame mashke. Now where, why should that be? We just learned that anything is metame mashke, it makes him a rishon. So a sheini lutumo would be with the Rabbanon touch Mashkin, make the Mashkin into a Rishon L'tumah. But a Tful Yom, who is with the Raisa a Sheini L'tumah? He touches Mashkin, Mashkin Chulin, doesn't impact, doesn't make it Tumah. Why? If a Tumah the Rabbanon makes Mashkin for a Rishon, certainly, Tful Yom should do something to Mashkin. Well, here it doesn't explain over here. The Gemara of Rashi doesn't explain it. So I explained it to you. The Rabbanon Hakonis are utilitarian. They are useful. They serve a purpose. If they don't serve a purpose, they don't make it. Rabbanan didn't decide just to make life difficult for Am Yisrael. That would be a good reason for it. I told you the key reason in Tumah V'Tahara, why they loaded up with so many of the Rabbanans and strained the Rabbanan, Tamashu Yustchila, and so on, is because of the need they felt to establish strong boundary lines between Chulin and Tumah and Kedoshim. That you can't treat Tumah and Kedoshim like you treat Chulin. That they need to have Hafosha. They had to be treated separately. So they made special halachas to remind you of the uniqueness of Tumah and Kedoshim. A Tvul Yom, since Midoraisa, it's also for him to touch Truma and Kedoshim. There was no need to remind them of that halacha. Therefore, a Tvul Yom who touches Mashkin, who touches Ochlin Chulin, doesn't make it Tomei Apostle. There was no need, in other words, to put a fence around a Tvul Yom being a Din D'Oraisa. People were conscious of that halacha. It's not that common an occurrence that a person should be a Tvul Yom, and therefore, not being a common occurrence, there was no need to make any special takana for it, so they left a Tvul Yom alone. A Tvul Yom is not metame Mashkin Leo's Trila. That's because a Tvul Yom is a D'Oraisa. And being a Din D'Oraisa, they had their cheres for it. They were careful. A Tvul Yom was careful what he touched, what he didn't touch, and so on. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua comes now with his taina. How can you say that it's full, that these kalim are not mitame esa ochlin, mitame only mashkin, because mashkin are more olol for tumor. Amar Rabbi Yeshua kal v'chomer uma tful yom she'ena mitame mashkin. A tful yom that mitame mashkin lios tchila, right? Ena mitame mashkin chulin. Nevertheless, is posel ochle truma. Yet, when it comes to truma, of course, sheni makes a shlich in the truma. He makes it impossible for those who eat chulin b'tahara as if it were truma. They couldn't eat that chulin. Truma vada. But that's why Loshon ochle truma, meaning not only truma itself. But for those who have the chumrah to treat chulin like truma, nevertheless, right, you say that he is metame ochel. Then achuri kelim shemetame mashke chulin. The tul yom can't be metame mashke chulin. Rabbanan didn't make any gzera on him to metame mashke chulin, right? Einu din sheposel ochel truma. If it's full yom can be metame ochel, then how can you have it where mashkin that became tome mid rabbana, that these mashkin should not be able to be metame ochel? Once the rabbana made their gzeres, then they fall into the regular pattern of legalism. The dini of Tumah V'Tahara, 1, 2, 3, 4, the sequence of events, and so on. This is, the Rabbanon don't go ahead and make a whole new structure. They make a takana and they fit it into an existing structure. So they went ahead, they fit mushkin into existing structure. Well, then, if it exists an existing structure, what's his business of metame mushkin, not metame ochlin? You don't see that. You see, by tfulyom, they didn't need to make any gzera, right? Nevertheless, so they didn't make a gzera for a tfulyom to be metame mashkin lios chila. Nevertheless, as a sheni letuma, he's supposed to les atruma. Then these mashkin, which you raise them with a rabbanon to a level rishon, once you did that, now things should follow according to the laws of Tumah Betala. A Risha makes a Sheni, makes a Shlishi, and so on. The idea that I went ahead, I made it so unique, I made it into a Risha of Tumah, I said, but it can be Tame only Mashkin. Right? It can be Tame Achuri Kalim. And Achuri Kalim can only be Tame only Mashkin, can't be Tame Ochlin. Rabbanu don't make Tekonis that way. That's behind it all. That's Chavishu's Taina. The tiny truth is, we don't do that. We don't set up a whole new structure of halacha. Rabbanu, what goes are equated. I equate a din, an object which shouldn't be tummy. I made it tummy with Rabbanu. Once it's tummy with Rabbanu, it follows the din of Tumah Betara. They go ahead then and keep it unique. This is metame, this is not that. Says that's not the way we make takonas. I told you the intriguing aspect over here is, it gives an insight in the how Rabbana make takon. This tiny of Rabbi Yeshua is, you make a takon, you don't restructure halacha because of a takon. I'm not going to make a whole new Torah of Tumah Betara. Once you declare, I will consider this Tumah with the Rabbana, then it follows as if it were Tumah with the Raisa. It follows the regular pattern of Tumah Betara. Rabbi Eliezer, answered, not so. Achuri Kalim the Rabbonon, with full yom doraisa. You cannot ask me, why did we not let a Achuri Kalim be like a full yom? Because Achuri Kalim is only the Rabbanon in Tful Yom Doraisa. Therefore, the Rabbanon Midaraisa lo Abdinan Kalvachomer. Why? The Midaraisa ain't Ocha Metame Kli, bein Mashkin Metame Kli. Rabbanon who the Gozer, Zerem Shemashkin Zavazova. Therefore, the fact that they went ahead and they said, Mashkin, it could be metame, and ochel, it can't be metame. Mashkin, da lulun le kabel tume, gozru buhu rabonon. Ochlin, de na lulun kabel tume, le gozru buhu rabonon. It's not the rabonon making up a new structure of halacha. It follows a regular structure of halacha, but you have to understand that there was a special concern. Concern now has to do, maybe it's the best way to remember it, with the authority of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have to make gzeres, right, that are enforceable. And therefore, they went ahead and they made a gzere l'gabei mashkin. Once they made a gzere l'gabei mashkin, that gzere now is defended more than they had to defend the Raisa. They saw no need to make a siog for a tful yom to allow him to be metame chulin. He didn't have to be metame chulin. Chulin yes, but chulin not. Say, well, look, if he make, how come you're more machmir by a tful yom than you did by your takon of mashkin? The answer is, tful yom didn't need my chumras. The din the rabbanon needed my chumra. Therefore, I made it that the mashkin is metamei. Why didn't you make it the ochel also to metamei? That's because I have another concern. Mishum mashkin zavizovo. That mashkin have a special concern for Chazal. since there are fluids of mashkizabazova which have the aloha of an avatuma, therefore they treated mashkin with greater concern. So people are aware, with mashkin you got to be very careful. Why would you want to be very careful? Because urine from a zavazova or avatuma, and that's mitame odom mekelin. That's what means zela, right? Right? You have that line, they clear. The Rabbonah who the goes of Zerah, which Shemash was Abazova. That's what gave Mashkin this special concern that Kara Mitame Satuma Mitama Mashkin Lius Trilo because the Mashab is over. And then Mashke itself is a greater concern than Ochlin because Mashkin don't need Heksha and Ochlin need Heksha. Mashkin Dalul Kabal Tuma Gozbu Rabbonan, Ochlin Kabal Tuma Gozbu Rabbonan. Not even my ass is simple. What kind of a question on the text? You tell me a case of mashkin that will metame achore kelim. That kli can only be metame mashkin, not ochlin. Why achore kelim? What if the mashkin is the mashkin mit rabbonin that are tomei only ma, and yet you want to tell me it can be metame a kli? It can't be metame kli mitocho. Why the expression mashkin metame achori kelim? Mi mashkin metame kelim. Is metame achori kelim metame inside the keli too? The chilik will be if I put liquid in the kli, it'll become tame. I put ochel in the kli, it remains toho. But it didn't become tame me achori more than mitocho. Achori kelim is nothing special. That a kli is mekabel tume. It's not kli cheres. He said kli cheres is mekabel tume only megabel, only on the outside, right? If you put it on the I'm sorry, it's mekabel tume only on the inside. If you put it, touch something the outside of kli cheres, it's not mekabel tume. Not only that, the kli cheres is chutzitz mepnei tume. If I have a hole in the wall and there's a dead body in the next room, if I stick a kli cheres in this way, then I'm chutzis b'nei tumah. If I stick it in this way, it's machnis as a tumah. Right? That's a lot of kli cheres. Why did you introduce tocho and gabo in this question here? Tocho and gabo don't make any difference. You want to tell me that mashkin amatame kli. Unusual halacha. Kli is not mekabel tumah, only me'ava tumah. And this mashkin is a rishon tumah. Rishon tumah undeservedly, right? It shouldn't have been a rishon either, but so it's a rishon tumah. Now it can be metame meachore keli, and the tocho is not metame. Certainly metame tocho just migabo. What difference does it make? So why did you emphasize achore keli? That's what he asked. Frank the Gemara, right? Umaisha achore keli denokat. Right? When it says denokat, it always means that you chose to use this language. Why did you use the language of achore kelim? Why didn't you say language kelim? Kelim shenitmo, right, from this mashkin, can only be metame mashkin, cannot be metame ochlin. Umaishna achore kelim denokat. And v'neshore mishum dikili. Because it's a lighter tumor. And I want to tell you that nevertheless it's mitame, the holy kelim can be mitame something else. Can be mitame other mashkin. Why is a mashkin, why is a holy kelim, quote, a lighter level of tumor or a lenient level of tumor? Because the halacha is kli. Shenitma me'achorov b'mashkin a kli that's nitma me'achola, meaning with mashkin from that are tomei only the rabbanon. Not the mashkin zavazova. Not my kli makes it make the whole thing kli tomei. But this mashkin that became tomei only mid the rabbanon, that it gave it the power. Not only did it become tomei mid the rabbanon, you gave it the power to be mitamei kli mid the rabbanon. It's only a chol of tomei. But tochel ozno ogno yodova tohovin. If the kli became tomei by this mashkin, the rabbanon that fell in the kli, then the kli is tomei. But if the mashkin only touched the outside of the kli, then only what? Only the outside of the kli becomes tomei. I suddenly have a tumah. Right, they can't penetrate deeper than the outside. Not only that, it's not metame the accessories of the kli. A kli has a handle. That's yad shel kli. It's not metame the yad of the kli. Kli shenit b'machorov b'mashken. Achorov is tame. Tocho, inside the kli, isn't tame. Ozno, the ear or cup, the hand, what's that cup handle is also called, the ear of the cup?
Not in
English. Who was it? You have an English translation there? What does he translate? Ozno. Ear. I think it's the word of. It's the English word too.
Ear.
Huh?
It's ear.
Ear. Ear. It first.
Ear of the cup?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Right? Ogno is the rim. The rim of the cup. Is that what you that's what I said too? Ogun was Ogun?
Rim.
Oh, it's getting it right lately, yeah. Okay, and Yodov. Right? Yodov is the handle. Right? So ear is like a cup, I'm pretty sure it's we still use the word in English that way too. The ear of the cup is a little thing that you hold a cup with, and a handle is a thing that projects a lot. Right? They are all looked upon as accessories to the kli. They're part of the kli. They're made from one piece of clay. Well, they are looked upon as accessories to the kli, and they don't become tummy. No matter of kamina, if something touches the handle of this kli, it doesn't become tummy. If mashkin will touch the handle of the kli, no. Only if it touches, right, the outside of the kli, then it becomes tamei. Nitma tocho, if however the mashkin tameiim touch the inside of the kli, then kulu tamei. Therefore, I told you a chiddush. What I tell you, achorei kelim. Of course, if the kli became tomei with something coming on the inside of the kli, of course it's tomei. The chiddush is that even the achorei kelim halacha, which isn't metame the inside of the kli, it's not metame the accessories of the kli. Yet, if something touches, if mashkin will touch the outside of that kli, the mashkin will become tummy. So I gave an example of the lowest level of tumah. Tumah that can't even penetrate the kli inside. It doesn't extend to the accessories of the kli. Nevertheless, it's metame mashkin that comes in contact with the outside of the kli. Back to Gemara. Go back now. What Shmuel told us. Shmuel said the halacha k'Rabbi Elezer bi'arba. Now Shmuel is an Amora, Rabbi Elezer is a Tana. Why do you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Elezer? I would say, oh, I know why. Because Shmuel is an Amora, and Amora resolves the dispute between Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim comes to Amoraim and say, we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer. So he's passing as an Amora. He was called Machia. He's Machia between the Machlokes Tanoim. But so happens that each and every case mentioned, these four cases, the Gemara concludes, the Hilchos like Rabbi Eliezer. So Shmuel, what are you coming for? Who has for your opinion? Because Shmuel says, oh, halacha k'Rabbi Elezer b'arba. It sounds like Shmuel being machia in a machlokes, like an amora is machia, machlokes tanoim, right? He's coming to teach you something. But with each and every one of those halachas, the Gemara concludes, behilchos k'Rabbi Elezer, so what's Shmuel coming to tell you halacha k'Rabbi Elezer? Interesting is to remind you that that's the job of Amoraim. And an Amora can't argue with a Tane, but he sure does, because when he chooses between two Tanoim, he has to argue on the other guy. Right? But that's the once he has a Tana on his side, he now becomes a Gibo. Now he can fight with a Tana. If he wouldn't have a Tana on his side, he couldn't argue with a Tana. Therefore, an Amora is always machia between two Tanoim. Here the question is, why did you come to be machia between two Tanoim when the Gemara was already machia by itself without you? The Gemara already said, Hilchzek Rabbi Elezer. That's a point to the Gemara. My Kamashma and Shmuel. What is Shmuel coming into the picture here? Bikulu Tanan Hilchzek, in all four cases, the Gemara concluded, Hilchzek Rabbi Yishmael. Hilchzek Rabbi Elezer. Bichi tema achore kele kamashmalan delotanan. Oh, you'll tell me that in the case of achore kele, the Gemara doesn't conclude in the machlokas Rebeshua and Rabbi Elezer hilchosok Rabbi Eliezer. So there Shmuel had to say, oh, I'm coming in now as a machia between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. I pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Then that's, you should have said that. Why did he say Dalit Dvorim in four things halacha Rabbi Elezer? Shmuel says, should have come and said, you know, in this thing halacha Rabbi Elezer, I'm achia between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The lema halacha Rabbi Elezer b'achuri kelim. Since that's the only place where the Gemara didn't make its own decision, hilchos Rabbi Elezer, then Shmuel should have just said in this halacha I pass like Rabbi Elezer. Instead of saying in all four halachas, I paskin like Rabbi Elezer. It's not your psak. The three cases was nifsek la'alocha in the Gemara. Only in the fourth case, you're machia between the two tanoim. Elo hoka mashmolan. She'en lemeidim halacha mipi Talmud. Okay, look at Rashi here. Very important. In the case of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of Achuri Kalim, there was no conclusion in the Gemara. Came along Shmuel and said, Behilchasa. Right? Came along Shmuel and said, not that way. He said, in all four things, Hilchasa Rabbi Elezer. Why did he say that, though? In the three areas, I didn't need you. In the three other machlokes, I didn't need you to comment. Therefore, Hokam Ashmavan. Need the itzach lemeimah bu halacha. Since Rabbi, look, Rashi, very important Rashi. These are those rare places where they teach you really the rules of the game, the rules of Torah Shabbat Peh. Need the itzach lemeimah bu halacha. Shmamina ein lemeidin halacha mipi Talmud. Mitoch ha-mishnu b'raisu she-shnui b'im halocha keploni ein lemeidu mehen. Even when they are, when the Gemara concludes halacha kabelezer, it doesn't say anything. This Gemara said halacha kabelezer. Is that the halacha? I don't know. I need an Amora to come and say that's how we decided. That's the halacha should be. That's called ein lemeidin from the fact that the Mishnah said, meaning said halacha doesn't mean it's halacha. Shamaroim hachonim dikdiktu b'taymi hatanoim. The Amaroim came along and they analyzed the machlokes of Tetarim. They midu halacha al boyo, and they established the clarity of the halacha. Aval harishonim lo dikdiku ish b'divri chaveru. The fact that the Gemara said halacha, someone said in the Gemara halacha, so he said so. Ela kol echad ma sheshama mirabo malamdu latamidu shmua kmo shehi. Each one, so he went and said, I heard from my Rebbe, the halacha is this way. But there's someone arguing with your Rebbe. Your Rebbe was not the Das Yochid. You heard the halacha, so I'm a Talmud, I pass like my Rebbe. Your Rebbe said halacha, I tell you, that's the halacha. That doesn't say anything. I want to know whether that's been evaluated by the Amoraim to tell you that you become the halacha. V'hi hoise nekras mishne ubraise, v'yinosen libo loses tam mishmoso. And the people then would analyze it, and each one of the Amoraim would analyze and say, I think this guy's right. And one said, no, I think the other fellow's right. Ze nosen tam ledvorov, v'ze nosen tam ledvorov. They already, as Hilchza Kibasroi, they had the advantage, right, of having the whole picture in front of them, whatever was known. And they were able to evaluate which Tana should be the one that becomes Halacha. But the fact that the Tana said Halacha doesn't mean anything. Big, big principle. We're interested in what we are supposed to do because of the halacha. What is the derech hashayilchubo? What's our halacha? That you have to wait for Amoraim to tell it. So Shmuel purposely went ahead and said, even though in the three cases he said halacha k'Rabbi Elezer, I'm telling you halacha k'Rabbi Elezer in those four cases. One case I had to tell you because there was no hachor in the Gemara, and the three cases there was hachor. Now the Gemara goes off on a bit of a tangent here, but introduces these are ideas that you're supposed to pick up as you learn Gemara, things you're supposed to know. Unfortunately, this case is also a case that belongs in the unit called Oni. It comes from Yevomis. Difficult halachas where the Rabbanon stepped in because they sense the need. Here needs a little bit of a hakdome, a little introduction to this too. Number one, a ktana can't be married off, okay, except by a father. A mother, a brother, an older brother cannot give a ketana in marriage. A father can. A father can marry a child. And the kedusha of the reisa from the time the child is born. Had a terrible case. My father was heavily involved in it. a couple were fighting a divorce action, and the husband, Satna Chosid, was holding up his wife and wouldn't give her the money that she was awarded by court. And involved was a lot of money, including child support, etc. And you should remember the case, they made headlines for a while, and so he went ahead and directly to a reporter or to Besdin, he let the word out that he was Mekadish, his daughter, to an unknown, to an unspecified individual. Which means she can never get married again. Unless the mother gives in and relinquishes any claim to his estate, to his money, he will not reveal who the person is. And if he does reveal, she'll need a get from him if she wants to be free to marry someone else. Because he's a father, marry off with Kedusha Ketana, had a whole big fat file on it. Unbelievable revelation of unethical conduct by Boti Dini. Besdin in Borough Park accepted his statement, and they issued a statement that this girl is now asura to marry anybody. The way the psak finally came out, it took a year or two. This thing was battling. And if he won't reveal who the Besdin is, and the Besdin won't reveal who they are, who was the Besdin that accepted his statement that she's a nesua, that she's married, etc. Then the whole thing is a hoax, we don't believe him, and there's no shaila on the girl. Obviously, the Besdin, if there was such a Besdin, wouldn't reveal itself, they would be ostracized for getting involved in such a terrible thing. What's the poor little girl? I mean, it's for me, the husband and wife are killing each other. What's the poor little girl got to do with it? Yeah. Nevertheless, sort of reminded people that even Bisman Azeh, a father has a right to marry off a minor child. But a mother, brother not. Now you have to understand, why would people marry off minor children? Remember, it says so in the Torah. That's the Oma Ivriya. The reason you do so is because of poverty, because you can't take care of a child. They say, give the child an opportunity at least. Right? So I'll send her off as an Oma Ivriya to a home. And once you see the pasuk goes, Bim lebno yodana. Right? The hope is that growing up in the house, people will see what a fine person she is, someone in the family will marry her. Goal is not to get money by sending off your daughter into slavery. Misery is not slavery. It was a way to, for an impoverished family to try to give a child an opportunity for success in society. Same reason for Nisui Ketana. Right? Why would a mother, brother want to marry off a child? Because they can't take care of her. Yeah. By marrying her off, they know she'll be Chosher under control. Otherwise, God forbid, you see what happens, child molesters and so on and so forth. They feel they can't offer proper supervision. And the best they can do for her is provide her with someone who will. That's the Nisui Kitana. What's the business of Nisui Kitana? Mamanyam. Nisui Kitana means, again, not a father. Has to be, if a father marries her off, that's Nisui Kitana. That's, she's really married. Here she's not married. Very strange halacha. It's really a non-marriage relationship. It's like an illicit relationship. The marriage can be annulled by the girl. You can marry her off, his mother can marry her off when she's 2-3 years old. She's 10-11 already, and she doesn't like this fellow. She can go to Beis Din and say, I don't want it. And she's mebatel the kedushin limifloa. It's as if they were never married. Okay. If you get this case in Melamdin, Esaktano, he says, what, Rabbi Eliezer? You tell me four cases we passed Rabbi Eliezer. Kind of four cases. Rabbi Eliezer won many cases. In controversy, Rabbi Eliezer was the great Rabbi Eliezer who Abbas called said, Halochik Rabbi Eliezer b'chol mokol. What's this case? Look at Rashi. More than your bombis. Beis Achin, you got the Rashi? But take it slow so you get it clear. Beis Achin is suing Beis Achios. Beis Achios is Somos. My Dapki Somos, meaning it should be Kiddushi de Rabbonon. Married off by mother or brother, not by father. Achas gedolo b'yachas ktana. Meis balo shel gedolo. The one that became a gedolo, which she was not memayin, that kedushin is now a valid kedushin, a kedushin deraisa. Once she becomes a gedolo, and the Kedushin is not annulled, it's now a legal Kedushin. Meis balo shel gedola, v'nimtzis skuku liyavim, skuku the yibum bal haktana. Now, the husband of the ketana, who is not yet real Kedushin, only Kedushin de Rabbanon, he now has to marry his wife's sister because she's a Yevamah. Her husband died, not leaving any children. He has a chiyuv to marry her, but he has a problem. You can't marry two sisters. V'doche zikosa nisui achos haketana v'oschosa olov. Right? The marriage of the Ketana Midaraisa is nothing. But Midarabonon, they're married. So Midarabonon, I'm not going to let a man marry two sisters. You can't do that. That's the Isu Daraisa. So what is he going to do now? He has one wife he has. The other wife he has to take. Because it's his brother's wife who died, is a chi of Yibum. Right? Vim, so what should he do? Divorce the little one. Get rid of the little one. Now he'll be able to fulfill his mitzvah Yibum with the older one. Vim, yigarshen elektana beget. Doesn't make any difference. He still can't marry the older one. Shuv en yocho liyavim esagdolo. Because biachos chushosahi. If a man marries a girl and then he divorces her, he can't marry the girl's sister. He can only marry a girl's sister if his wife dies. But if his wife is divorced, he can't marry a girl's sister. So he's stuck. What's he supposed to do? He can't fulfill his mitzvah evil. No matter what he does, unless he kills his wife. But divorce doesn't do any good. When she's not divorced, certainly not do any good. So very simple. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says, you tell the little girl, tell this guy you don't like him. Melamdim esaktana shetimoim bo umiyun oker nisuin orishonim. It annuls the first marriage. It's not a divorce when she says, I don't want him, so they are divorced now. They're not divorced. They are now never married. Umuto leyavim hagdola. Very important halacha, right? How come you say four things? Yisu, huiko, we have this case here too. That's Rabbi Lezer's, right? Biomar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur, halacha Rabbi Lezer. So how come you told me there are four places where you're passing like Rabbi Lezer? And being Rabbi Lezer Shmuti, it was a big chiddush that you pass like him in anything. I said, these four, so it's a big chiddush, you're passing like four, even though he was Rabbi Lezer Shmuti. He was Rabbi Lezer from Shammai. And Shammai, B'mokum Hill, later Mishneh. How come you didn't mention this one? Right? Omar Shmuel, I never said there are only four places where we passing like Rabbi Lezer. I was referring to only where B'dalid. It was b'seida taharos. Halacha Rabbi Lezer b'dalid is in seida taharos. It's g'dalid. Avol, the case of the ketana of miyun, that's in seida noshim. That's in yevamos. I wasn't talking about yevamos. I'm talking about m'seches nido. Learning m'seches nido. That's in taharos. I said in the unit called taharos, we passing four times like Rabbi Lezer. But I wasn't referring to a general survey of all of Shas. How many times you pass on Rabbi Lezer or not? Avol b'shas dorim ikatuva. But in other places, there are many places where we pass on Rabbi Lezer. Because Rochanami mistavra, yes, I'll give you a proof that in other places pass on Rabbi Lezer, just not mentioned in over here, because here we're talking about taharos. This land, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Aparode venosei lasal hasal metzal from lachala. Okay, we have time just to finish that one. What does he say? The numbers given, as Rashi given the numbers here, does pochas pochas mechaveshes reveal lepotim in lachala? Right? Someone doesn't want to give chala. He doesn't want to give chala to the kohen. He doesn't want to bother giving chala, whatever reason it is. So he'll go ahead and he'll bake small loaves. A loaf to be b'chai b'chala has to be made with 4.9 pounds of flour. 4.8 pounds of flour. Around there. Otherwise, I'm to b'chala d'raise. Otherwise, it's not chai b'chala d'raise. Don't make a broche. We give chala God there after it's 2.4 pounds. Minig is to give chala, but without a broche. But if you have, you bake 4.9 pounds, then you make a bracha lahafresh chala min eisur. So this fellow is going ahead, he's baking little units, little loaves. He's making rolls, right? Then he takes them out of the oven, he puts them into a basket. Come Rabbi Lezer says, you chayev to give chala. Hasal mitzalfon, the basket combines them into a unit of chala. That's what we do in I mentioned you were baking matzah. When we bake our shmur matzah, each unit is made l'chatchila less than a shir challah. What I mean, each unit that's kneaded by the women kneading there because they don't want to have a heavy dough because you're afraid of chometz. So we know that's a klal that iso, as long as it's yimisasig bo, right? As long as you're moving it around, you're kneading it, then it doesn't become chometz. They want to minimize the possibility of chometz, so you give less than a shir challah. Shir challah is really a lot to work with. So the mini gishchol is that you never bake matzah Oshir challah. If you don't bake Oshir challah at once, you never give challah. No, nonsense. When it comes out of the oven, the matzah put into a bin, the moment in the bin accumulates 5 pounds of matzah, has a chiyuv challah already. So you fill up a bin, then you take one of the matzahs and you give challah for the whole bin of matzahs. That's the din of Rabbi Elazar, that asal mitzalfon for challah, for the shir of challah. Okay? That's as far as we'll go today. Let's see if we can catch a mincha.
Monday, I go over my opinion, is I'll go upstairs and
we haven't been
here. Okay, because